Well, the future of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program is uncertain. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer told reporters yesterday that Democrats will push to include protections for Dreamers in the bill to fund the government that Congress must pass in December. But last week, President Trump met with Senate Republicans, and they agreed to oppose including provisions for DACA in that bill. There are hundreds of thousands of undocumented immigrants who came to this country as kids and have been shielded from deportation by DACA. But for one student at Furr High School in Houston, the announced end of DACA came at the worst possible time. Laura Eisensee from Houston Public Media explains.
When Maritza and her little brother get home from school, they usually grab a snack and chat with their mom. The after-school routine is one of the few things that still feels normal since Harvey flooded their East Houston home. Maritza shows me the living room.
Before we had the hurricane, we had a couch by the wall. We had another couch over here. We had a stand right here where we would put, like, my little brother's movies and games.
Now the room is empty, except for a quinceañera portrait of Maritza in a red ball gown hanging on the wall. She says they threw out a lot of moldy furniture and soggy carpet.
I was just so frustrated seeing my house like that. Yeah, it was really hard. And my mom, she tried to be really positive, but I know that she felt like she wanted to give us more.
Something else was weighing on Maritza. She's in the country illegally. Some of her family brought her here from Mexico when she was 3 years old. We're using her middle name to protect her identity. Maritza had planned to apply for DACA when she started her senior year at Furr. But just a few days after Harvey hit Houston, U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions gave a speech on immigration.
I'm here today to announce that the program known as DACA that was effectuated under the Obama administration is being rescinded.
I wanted to cry, but I didn't. I talked to my mom.
Maritza listened as Attorney General Sessions justified the new, tougher stance.
There's nothing compassionate about the failure to enforce immigration laws.
Maritza was stunned. For months, her family had saved about $1,000 to pay the DACA application fee and a lawyer. The only thing she needed were some school records. But her school was shut down for 2 weeks due to Harvey, right when the government cut off any new applications.
I feel like bad thing after bad thing after bad thing.
Maritza's mom told her not to give up.
She said, you know, things happen for a reason, and just because he took it out doesn't mean that you can't go to school. Like, we will figure it out like we always do.
Maritza's near the top of her class, and Texas does allow undocumented students to enroll in public colleges. But without DACA, she has fewer ways to pay for college, like scholarships. And even if she earns her degree, there's no guarantee she can get a job down the road.
It's not a unique situation, unfortunately, especially here in Houston with Harvey.
Jill Campbell is an attorney at Baker Ripley, a social services agency.
When we knew that DACA was going to be canceled because the administration was kind of hinting at it, the rest of the country got to rush last-minute applications out the door. And we, unfortunately, were underwater and couldn't do that.
We asked federal officials if they would make an exception for applicants like Maritza. They said no. This could affect thousands of students in the Houston School District. Superintendent Richard Carranza estimates 1 in 10 are Dreamers, and he promises to support them.
We cannot lose you, and we will not abandon you. I believe in finding a solution where these Dreamers can keep reaching their dreams in the United States of America, a nation of immigrants.
Congress has until early March to replace DACA, but Maritza's not counting on it. She realizes, like Hurricane Harvey, the situation is out of her control.
Si sigues pensando negativo, cosas negativas te van a pasar. If you keep thinking negative, negative things are going to happen to you.
For Here and Now, I'm Laura Eisensee in Houston.